Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, Brisa. This is Celeste from Capital One on the recorded line. We also have Mr. Stephen Gotze. We're just wanting to check on a transaction showing on his card. Can you help, please?
Yes. Can I have their zip code, please?
Oh, sir?
97719. 91977.
Okay, thank
91977.
What is your first and last name, please?
Stephen Kutsi.
And 94977.
No, 91977. It could also be under the zip code of 57719.
Repeat the last name, please.
COETZEE.
And what is the shipping address, please, for security purposes?
The shipping address would be, at this point, it would be 1708 San Bernardino Avenue, 91977. What company is this?
Thank you for that. So I see your order was done on January 28th, where you paid $7.45 for a dash camera. And you had the SD card for $9.97. Do you recall that order?
Yeah. So are there two amounts related to this?
When you place the order, you're in trial basis to call in and cancel, sir. Your trial starts on January 28th. Your trial expired on January 30th or 31st. I think 31st. And then on February 1st, we billed you for the item that you pay the shipping and handling for. It's stated in the terms and agreement that you agree upon when you place the order.
And that is purely for the dash camera?
For the dash camera?
I'm not sure what you are saying about the trial period. What trial period is this?
For the dash camera, sir.
Well, what's the trial period related to?
The trial is for you to call in and cancel if you don't want to get billed for the item. The full retail price
of
$49.97. It's stated to you in the terms and policies that you have to accept for the order to go through. If you don't agree to the terms and policies, that order would have never got sent out to you for the first time. What I could do as a customer courtesy, because I don't know the terms and policies will overlook, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done to the account.
Well, I'm not paying $49.97 for some stupid camera.
That's why I'm offering a 50% refund, sir.
As far as I understood, related to this thing, I had to pay for shipping only, and that was
$9. To you, in the terms and policies that you have to accept. I don't know the terms and policies were overlooked when you're placing the order. What I will do as a customer courtesy, I will apply the full refund of the $49.97. But I recommend every time that you place the order online to go over the terms and policies.
Yeah, okay. So can you just maybe print them in a bigger font? Because I looked at that and all I could see is that the only amount owing was for shipping. So if there's some scam going, just refund my money to me, please, and forget about these shipments.
Well, the product has already been shipped out. What I'm offering is a full refund of the $49.97. We can't stop a shipment when it has already been shipped out, sir. But I'm issuing you a full refund of the $49.97.
So what do you want me to do with the product if I receive it?
You still keep the item because you're paying shipping and handling for it.
Yeah, okay. I'll pay shipping and handling.
Okay.
I believe that's what I agreed to. Okay.
Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, dear. You have a good evening.
You too. Thank you for
Thank
calling
you
Customer Care. Bye-bye, sir.
Thank you for your help.
Uh-huh.